Some people can, I don't know if I am really, they're listening to me in the class or not. Forget whether they're listening videos or are they listening to me in the class or not. Hello. Make me worried. Okay. Now, what is it that we are studying in this Anuvaka? What is the essence of this Anuvaka? Inside and outside of what? That's good. Good job. The parent? Vikram, very good. Yeah. So, inside and outside is correct. Inside and outside of what? Yes. That is obvious, but in the context of what are the references here? Inner nature and outer nature. Nature, right? Did I say nature last time? Yeah. Inner nature and outer nature. You know outer nature. What is outer nature?
Colors,
yeah. Outer nature, yeah.
Nature, yes, nature.
Yeah, nature. What is in nature?
Plants,
yes. And?
Water.
What else?
Animals.
Not yet. In this Anuvaka, yes. Plants, yes.
Space,
yes. What else is there?
Air,
can you see it? Okay. What do you do with it? Only breathe, nothing else? With air? What else happens with air? Yeah. What happened now? No, you feel it. When the wind is blowing, you feel it. Yeah, you not only breathe it, but you feel it. What else is there? Outer nature. Come on. Keep going. Fast.
Fire.
Fire. Okay. What else is there? Outer nature. Hello. Come on. Babies.
Sky.
The space. Yeah. Somebody already covered space. Sky is space. Yeah. What else is there? No. Only younger children.
Earth.
Yes. Earth is there. Yes. Sun. Yes. What else is there? Moon, yes, what else is there?
Time.
Sun and moon are time, ra? No sun, no moon, no time. Understand? Yeah, time comes because of sun only. Without sun, there is no time. Yes? Without moon, there is no time. So, sun and moon cover the time. Okay, next.
Planets.
See, are you seeing planets right now? Outside? Right now? No. Planets is not covered. I am talking about what is told in this Anuvaka. I am not asking general answers here. Hello. Yes. All those, how many are there covered outside you have mentioned totally in the context of earth, water, wind, fire, sky, sun, moon. How many?
7.
Ayyo. Why all these adults are so... They can't, I think they are children at heart. They want to show off to the children. They know better than the children or what. I said only children and they keep answering. Okay. I said, okay, how many are there? Count, Ray, come on. You guys are wasting time. If you don't answer quickly, then I won't continue. How many did we cover?
Seven.
Seven, yes. And what is the eighth? There are eight. Okay. Now, in this Anuvaka that we studied, now adults can join. What is the mantra that represents the sky? Now, adults only. Now, they won't talk. Oh, yeah. If I say adults only, then what is the mantra that covers the sky? Hiranyabahave senanya dishanchapateya namaha. What is the mantra that covers the earth? Now they're tricked. Yes. No, sorry. What is the one that covers earth? No? No, they are all, they don't even have, you guys have not even taken notes. See how much, what a tough teacher you have here. Yeah. And now the children will get special prize if you answer. What is the mantra that covers earth? Huh? Don't guess. No? Yes. I said don't guess. What is the mantra that covers now? No. Okay. Now that means that we are paying utmost attention to the class so that you can also teach your children at home how beautiful these mantras are. Huh? Yes? Now, who watches the video? I'm hoping that you are the only guy, superstar question answer guy. Pranav will answer everything. Yeah. What happened now? Are you a geography B guy? Yeah? Are you a geography B guy? Yeah. In geography, what is the mantra that covers the sky here? In sky, we already finished. Earth. Harikeshayo bhavitne pushtanam pade. That is the one that covers the earth. What is the one that covers wind? Urukshebhyo harikeshebhyaha. Pashunam pade. That is the life force within. What's the one that covers fire or the light? Saspinjarayatvishimate. Yes. What is the mantra that covers the moon? Not Bablishaya. Okay. Now, I have to repeat the class. Bhavasya hetyai jagatampate. And mind is the one that creates the world that comes and goes. Therefore, bhavasya hetyai. What is the one that covers the sun? No, everybody is guessing.
Rudraya.
Rudraya. No. Hiranyabhava already over. Pay attention. Then you get minus points if you already mentioned what is covered there. It's like family feud. Ding, answer is there. Okay. Sutaya hantyaya vananam pataye namaha. Rohitaya. No, that is correct. Okay. Let's go through, chant Namo Hiranyabhave one more time. Okay. Now, the first mantra is the sky. The second mantra is the wind. Third mantra is the fire. Fourth mantra is the
moon.
My game, moon. Over. Right. See, you have to remember the order of. From Akasha came Vayu, the wind. From wind came the fire. From fire came the water. From water came the earth. That is the sequence of those mantras. Exactly like how it is described in Upanishad. Exactly how it is going in this anuvaka. Very beautiful. Akasha Vayu. Vayu Agnihi. Agne Apaha. From Apaha came the Prithvi. And after that is the one who creates the universe, moon. Right? That is the next is the moon. Next is the Pashupati, which is the one who is inside you. That is experience, can I say. And the last one is the sun, the charioteer, the one who is going on the chariot. Saptashwaradhamarudham. Prachandam Kashyapatmajam. That is the one who is going on the chariot. Now, with this particular, this is the first sukta of the second anuvaka, comprised of how many mantras? Eight. Yeah, that's, we just went through eight Ashtamurti. I was going through the same thing. Now, you have to be really, really focused and understand that this is very important. Now, the inner nature and the outer nature. There are seven inner nature, seven outer nature, but there is one thing that is common. Who is that? There is one thing that is common. Who is that? the experiencer, the consciousness, that is Yajamani. Therefore, the Ashtamurtis that are described, seven outside, seven inside, one that is experiencing, that is common to everybody. Now, Rohitaya Sthapataye, Om Namah Shivaya Siddhan Namaha, means ready. Namas Sutaya
Manjaya Vananam Pataye Namo Namo
Rohitaya Sthapataye Vrukshanam Pataye Namo Namo Mantrine Vanijaya Kakshanam Pataye Namo Namo Bhuvantaye Varivaskrutayaushadhinam Pataye Namo Namah Uccairghoshaya Krandayate Pattinam Pataye Namo Namah Kritsnavitaya Dhavate Sattvanam Pataye Namaha.
Excellent. So far, so good. That's the second anuvaka. Now the train is picking up speed now. Because you are getting perfect. So don't get it into your head yet. Okay. Now, Rohitaya Sthapataye Vrikshanam Pataye Namaha. Rohitaya means a crimson red colored one. Now I'll give the literal meaning of the mantra. Rohitaya means the one who is crimson red colored. Sthapataye means the Lord that is stable and sitting inside. This one that is sitting inside, stable. Rohitaya Sthapataye Vrukshanam Pataye Namaha. What is Vruksha? Trees. The Lord of the trees. Salutations to the crimson red colored one, the Lord indweller, who is the Lord of all the trees. That is the meaning of Rohitaya Sthapataye Vrukshanam Pataye Namaha. Next mantra is Mantrine Vanijaya Kakshanam Pataye Namaha. Now I'll give the literal meaning first to these two mantras and go into the inner meaning. Mantrine, who is Mantri? Minister. Mantrine, the salutations to the one, the supreme minister, counselor. Vanijaya, extremely skilled in business transaction. Kakshanam Pataye Namaha, and the Lord of all thickets. Thickets, right? Thickets means bushes that won't have trunk. A tree without a trunk is called Kakshanam Pataye. There are trees without trunks, right? Just like a bush. It doesn't grow like a tree. Now, you should be already curious, right? You should be already curious. What is it to do with a crimson red colored one that is indweller, who is the Lord of trees? What does that mean? From the outset of it, and then a minister, a great businessman, who is the Lord of all thickets? What is that to do with anything? What is a minister and a businessman to do with thickets? No meaning, no? Hello, is there meaning to that? Yeah? Somebody says yes, no, yes. Is there a meaning? Do you get a meaning out of that? No, it doesn't mean anything. Why the guy who is crimson red colored one sitting inside a tree and Lord of tree?
Sunlight.
What is the sunlight inside the tree? The green thingy. What is that?
Chlorophyll.
But that is green. This is crimson red. That is green. No. Chlorophyll is red in color. Is chlorophyll red in color? No, it's green in color. Yeah. Chlorophyll is green in color.
Pigments.
Pigments. What pigments? Yeah. Now slowly connecting. Yes. they're called phytochromes inside the in the chlorophyll is the one that that only captures the light, but it is converted because of this red colored, crimson red colored pigments called phytochromes. Now science class, phytochromes, phytochromes that absorb particular wavelength of light, which then is transmitted into the trees to convert, make chlorophyll out of it. That's how they sustain themselves. Yes. Now Rohitaya Sthapataye, stable, sitting inside all the crimson red colored pigments and the lord of all the trees. But what is that to do with us? What is that? How is that mantra going to be helpful to us? That is the question. Rohitaya. Ro also means sound. Hitaya means the one who is making useful sound within you. Rohitaya. Sthapataye. You know who is Sthapati? Sthapati, you have heard the Sthapati? Ganapati Sthapati, have you heard his name? One of the great architects of all the temples in India. Ganapati Sthapati. Sthapati means a great sculptor. Is called Sthapati. So now who is he? He is your sculptor. Who is God? God is your sculptor. How is he, you know, creating this sculpture within you? How is he chiseling you? How is he making? He is constantly providing, you know, from inside what you need to be listening to. Vrukshanam Pataye Namaha means your body. Vruksha, here is the body. One which falls is a vruksha. What is it that falls? Now same thing, Rohitaya. Rohitaya. Rohitaya means, Sthapati means the architect, the sculptor within you. Rohitaya, who is actually giving you from inside word or sound of advice. Signal is always there. What is the problem? Noise. Yeah. Signal is always there. He is always constantly sculpturing within you. He is talking to you. God is inside you. And he is always speaking to you. And you have to connect to that. Now, lot of people ask, how do I know it's God's voice or my inner, my head voice? That's a difficult question. I won't go into it because the children will get confused about that. That's for study circle. Rohitaya Sthapataye Vrukshanam Pataye Namaha. The Lord of the body, who is the sculptor sitting in studios, Sthapataye, and who is giving you, Ro means sound, Rohitaya means the one who is giving you advice through sound. And how is that sound coming in? Mantrine. Through mantras. It is coming through mantras. Mantrine. Innumerable number of 7 billion mantras are there. 7 billion mantras are there in Vedas. How many? 7 billion. So many different mantras, that is how he is counseling. And these mantras are not outside, these mantras are inside. Every mantra talks about every single aspect of the nature of the human being, at physical, at metaphysical, adi bhautika, adi dhaivika, adhyatmika. Three different levels or stratospheres of counseling happens through these mantras. So who is counseling through? What is he counseling through? Mantrine. And that mantras are born in the sound of your voice. Vani Jaya. Vani means speech. Vani Jaya means they are born in the speech. Vani Jaya. Now there is this important word now. Kakshanam Pataye Namaha. Kaksha.
Orbit.
Kaksha. Orbit. Yeah, that is also orbit. The orbit is an interesting word. But when you have to take revenge against someone, you know, that fellow has kaksha against me. Kaksha. Namida kaksha batted. Yeah? Have you heard that word? Well, this fellow has a kaksha against me. Kaksha means what is hidden inside, and not express. Kakshanam Pataye Namaha is, he is the hidden one. He is hiding inside the cave of your own heart. So hidden that you won't be able to feel it. Kakshanam Pataye Namaha. Not hidden in one heart. Hidden in millions of caves of hearts. 6 billion caves of just human beings. And 8 million species he is hidden inside. And hiding inside everyone, he is manifesting as the sound, the sculptor, Rohitaya Sthapataye, inside the body, Vrikshanam Pataye Namaha. And that sound is manifested as Mantrine, through mantras, Vanijaya, then born in the speech, Kakshanam Pataye Namaha, from the one who is inside your heart. How beautiful that is. How phenomenal that is. Now, have you ever understood that Veda mantras are so phenomenal? I'm just blissed out, just thinking about those two mantras, I'm just blissed out. How you connected to outside, how you connected to inside. Rohitaya Sthapataye, hey. Okay, chant.
Namo Rohitaya Sthapataye, Vrikshanam Pataye.
Okay, stop. Yeah, now before go to the chant version, two mantras I am taking. Bhuvantaye Varivaskrutaya Aushadhinam Pataye Namaha. Bhuvantaye means the all pervading one across the entire universe. Bhuvana means the universe. Bhuvantaye means the one who is all the way to the end of the universe. Salutations to the Lord, who is all the way to the end of the universe, expanded all the way to the end of the universe. And Varivaskrutaya. Varivaskrutaya means the one who creates wealth through that expansion. Varivaskrutaya. Aushadhinam Pataye Namaha, Lord of Medicinal Herbs. No, same confusion. What is this guy who is expanding now? If you read this literal meaning, read this literal meaning, and you have no connected to the spirit behind it, and just like so many Europeans that translated Vedas based on the literal meaning, they said this Vedas is nothing but describing some trees and some cows and some goats, and then all the aja means goat. So they said Purushottam is nothing but about goats and about cows and about, you know, all these horses and all these plants, etc. So what is great about the Vedas? That's how they concluded, because they have no connectivity to the inner spirit of the Vedas. And the connection to the inner spirit of the Vedas doesn't come by literary wisdom. Connection to the Vedas doesn't come by literary wisdom, not by knowing Sanskrit. If you know Sanskrit and what these words mean, they only mean that much to you. Understand? Bhuvantaye Varivaskrutaya Aushadhinam Pataye. Now we covered three different types of plant species. What's the first one?
Trees.
Yeah, louder. Second one?
Bushes.
Third one? Medicinal herbs. Now, Bhuvantaye Varivaskrutaya Aushadhinam Pataye Namaha means salutations to the Lord who is creating wealth through the expansion to the end of the world, and Lord of Medicinal Herbs. Here is the beauty of this mantra. Varivaha means actually another meaning of the word Varivaha. Varivaha means seva, service. Varivaha means service. Kurta means the one who is doing. Salutations to the one who is doing lot of service. And through that service expands throughout the entire world. Who is that guy? Right behind me. He didn't expand through the entire world by visiting places or giving mantras or giving lectures, all of that stuff. No. How did he expand throughout the world? Through his
service.
Bhuvantaye varivaskutaya. Now what is that to do with aushadhinam patayama? Aushadhi means a medicament, a medicine. When you take a medicine, what does the medicine do? It will go inside you. It will take care of your disease or whatever, symptom or whatever. After it takes care of that symptom, it doesn't stay in your body. What does it do? It leaves your body. That's called pharmacokinetics and pharmacodynamics in the drug world. The kinetics of how a pharmaceutical works is called pharmacokinetics. And the dynamics, how much it's, you know, is in your body is called, the dynamics of it is called pharmacodynamics. If the drug that you take stays very long time in your body and at a very high level, what happens to you? You shall die. You shall die. And therefore you have to be very careful when you take these drugs. You have to be very careful what you are eating along with the drugs. I was telling my wife the other day, if you take blood pressure medications and you eat grapefruit, then there are compounds in the grapefruit that stop the metabolism of the drug, and therefore it increases your blood pressure and it can cause side effects. So you have to be careful. Like there is vitamin D, there is and spinach. There are compounds in spinach that interact with. So no, and I'm not trying to scare you now. Don't come and ask me after the class what drugs you are taking and what food you are eating. Consult your doctor. I'm not here for medical counseling. So what I'm trying to say is, Oshadhi means the one that is taken for a specific purpose, and once it does its job, it leaves the body. Similarly, God comes onto earth for a specific purpose. And once that purpose is done, he doesn't stay, he leaves the universe. He is like an Oshadhi. He is called a Bhishak. And he comes in a form. Now, there was a guy who came in a form, expanded throughout the entire universe, and did service to all the devas, and left. Vamana, yeah, now they're connected, yeah. Who said Vamana? Yeah, Vamana is the one. What did he do? You know what's the story of Vamana? Yeah, okay, now the story guy, yes. Yeah.
Well, he killed Mahabali.
He killed, and why you killed? Why you start with killing? Right? Start the story with.
Mahabali was a very powerful Asura king. He was an extremely devout disciple of Lord Vishnu. He conquered all the three worlds, and the devas wanted to get their kingdom back. So they requested Lord Vishnu, and he came in the fifth avatar, which is Vamana and he was a dwarf Brahmin. Then he came to Mahabali, and Mahabali laughed at his size and says, "What does he want?" Vamana avatar says he wants only 3 steps of land, and Mahabali is surprised. You could have just asked for one of the 3 kingdoms of the world. But Vamana she asked only for 3 steps of land, and he grew tremendously in size. One step covered the entire earth, the other step covered the entire heavens. And he asked, "Where should I put the 3rd step?" Then humbled old King Mahabali, he happily accepted that a step should be put on his head, and he was squished all the way down onto the bottom.
Oh my God, this guy should be sitting here, huh? Yeah? Anyway, he's not done yet, okay, sorry.
And once every year he comes up, and that's why the festival of Onam is celebrated in Kerala.
Excellent, that's the most important point. Celebrating Onam is the advent of Vamana Avatar, where he came. You all followed it? Yeah? Amazing, no? Amazing. Bhuvantaye means expanded so much in his size and proportion. Expanded. This expansion of the Vamana avatar When you look at Mahabhagavatam, it's very, very beautifully, beautifully described how it is. Now he is expanding, expanding, expanding. First the sun that is, it looked like as if it was, he was an umbrella for this short guy. He was expanding, the sun looked like an umbrella. And then what happened? Slowly he was expanding so much, the sun looked as if he was a pearl in his necklace. And he was expanding so much, then what happened? The sun became his footstool. How big he was now? Can you, now when you are listening to this, how your mind is thinking, wow, that's pretty cool. How is the guy growing like that? Suddenly the sun is like an umbrella and it became a small thing in his, like a medallion in his necklace, and he grew so much, it became a footstool. Sun became his footstool. Varivaskruta. How did he take that? Why did he take that form? In order to protect, to do service to his devotees who prayed for him. Varivaskruta. Aushadhinam padaye namaha. Then after that whole thing is over, he put the foot on the third step on that fellow's head, right? Gave him some boons for his sacrifice, and then over, game over. Hello. He didn't stay back and do all of this. Aushadhinam padaye namaha. Bhuvantaye varivaskruta aushadhinam padaye namaha. Now, very beautiful. Uchair Ghoshaya Akrandayate Patinam Padaye Namaha. Uchair Ghoshaya means Ghosha means a huge sound. Uchair Ghosha means a sound that is. Can you please sit properly, Kana? Please don't keep moving like that. Yeah, sit properly. Don't keep touching your feet and nails and all of that, because you'll then put the same finger in your mouth. Not hygienic, yeah? So sit properly, yes. Uchair Ghoshaya Akrandayate Pattinam Pataye Namaha. Pattinam means a foot soldiers. The soldiers that walks by foot, they are called Pattinam. And what he does, when he, now salutations to the Lord, who makes a huge sound, Uchair Ghoshaya Akrandayate, then by doing that, he stuns all these single foot soldiers that are walking in the army as a commander. Now what is that to do with us? By this time you should be getting, when I ask that question, the inner meaning of that is Uchair Ghosha inside us is the Omkar. When you say Om, that Omkar, when you do the Om, then what happens? All these thoughts that are taking you in a direction, they all get stilled and stunned, and you stop, and now you are present to yourself. Uchair Ghoshaya Akrandayate Pattinam Pataye Namaha. Last mantra, Krutsna Vitaya Dhavate Satvanam Pataye Namaha. Krutsna Vitaya means the one who is all enveloping, covering like an envelope. Krutsna Vitaya Dhavate, the one who is all enveloping and makes the enemy still, Dhavate Satvanam Pataye Namaha, by which he protects all those that are his devotees. The inner meaning of that is that by the enveloping, what does he envelop? What does God use to envelop the whole world? What is it called? Adults. What does God do to envelop the whole world? He uses a mask that is thrown on the world.
Maya.
Maya, yes. Maya, 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 Mahathagni Ham Jane. That's what Kabir says. God uses Maya. Krutsna Vitaya Dhavate. Then when he uses this Mahamaya, Prechni. When he uses this Mahamaya, what happened? Everybody is fallen in samsara, suffering from happiness, living in this world, thinking that there is nothing else other than the Maya world. Krishna Vitaya Dhavate, all enveloping Maya he throws on this world, except for those who are not affected by it. Satvanam Pataye Namaha. Those that are equipoised and sattvic, they won't get affected by Maya. Everybody else he will cover in Maya. Krishnavitaya dhavate satvanam pataye namaha. I know my time is up, 3 o'clock. So let's kind of chant this last 5 mantras that concludes the second anuvakam of Rudram, and we'll move into third anuvakam next.
Namo Rohitaya
Sapataye
Rakshaya